listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about a Damascus Road experience. I'm going to read you from Acts chapter 9, verses 3 and 4, where we read. As he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone around him from heaven. Then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Something spectacular happened on the way to Damascus. As Saul the persecutor came near Damascus, then suddenly a light shone around him from heaven. According to how Paul later explained, this happened at midday when the sun shines at its brightest. Yet Paul said that this light was brighter than the sun. He said that in Acts chapter 26. It wasn't only a light. Saul also heard a voice. According to F.F. Bruce, the rabbis of that day mostly believed that God no longer spoke to man directly as he did in the days of the prophets. Yet here, on the road to Damascus, Saul heard a voice from heaven. That voice first addressed him personally, "Saul, Saul." When God repeats a name twice, it's to display deep emotion, but not necessarily anger. In Luke chapter 10, Jesus said, "Martha, Martha." And in Matthew chapter 23, Jesus said, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem." Those indicated more sadness and emotion than anger. Then the voice speaking to Saul of Tarsus asked a question, "Why are you persecuting me?" As the heavenly light overwhelmed him, the voice confronted Saul with the true nature of his present crime. He persecuted God, not man. Saul thought that he was serving God in viciously attacking Christians, but here he discovered that he was really fighting against God. This has been sadly true through history. Often those who are convinced they are doing God a favor are actually guilty of some of the worst persecution and torture ever seen. We shouldn't only emphasize the word "me" in the phrase, "Why are you persecuting me?" We should also notice the question, "Why?" And that Jesus asked, "Why are you persecuting me?" That is, "Saul, why are you doing such a futile thing?" This was a remarkable experience for a man who would become a remarkable disciple. This spectacular event must be regarded as unusual. God does not normally confront sinners with a heavenly light and an audible voice from heaven. But how did Saul react to this overwhelming experience? He fell to the ground. This wasn't because he wanted to honor God or reverence God. It was simply a reaction of survival. He was terrified at the heavenly light and voice. Now, in the minds of many people, or maybe even most people, Saul fell from a horse that he was riding. Yet this account in Acts chapter 8, nor the telling of the story in Acts chapter 22, nor the retelling of it in Acts chapter 26 make any mention of a horse or of Saul riding any kind of animal. It may be that he rode, but the Bible text does not specifically say so. I like what Adam Clark wrote about this. "Many persons suppose he was on horseback, and painters thus represent him, but this is utterly without foundation. Painters are, in almost every case, wretched commentators." Again, thanks to Adam Clark for that comment. But Saul wasn't looking for God, but God sought him out. Aren't you glad that God loved you before you ever loved him? You should thank the Lord for that. And you can thank him today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.